一二三，我为你们所起的愤恨，原是上帝那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏离邪，失去那像基督所存纯义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。我现在在读第四节，假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。但我想，我一点不在那最大的使徒底下，我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。这是我们在反思上向你们众人显明出来的。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，求你赐福今天以下的时间，正如你赐福以上的时间一样。你恩待我们今天的聚会，正如你曾经恩待我们过去的聚会一样。求主你给你的仆人当讲的话语，给讲理犯理的同感引领，把你的真理传讲清楚，使我们从你的圣洁，从你的圣洁的本性，从你圣洁的愤恨中间，我们学习怎么样使我们的感情成圣，使我们怎样被圣化，成为合你使用的人。所以你听我们的祷告，我们恭敬仰望，祈求交托，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你。阿们
阿们。
我们上个礼拜在这里思想到基督徒应当有圣洁的愤恨。
Last week we mentioned that Christians ought to have a godly sense of jealousy.
因为这个圣洁的愤恨就是神自己的本性。
And this godly jealousy is an attribute of God.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
神是没有错误的。
He doesn't make any mistake.
而神是爱的本体。
And He is the subjectivity of love.
这个爱隐藏着一个专一的要求。
But this love expects us to be exclusive.
爱也隐藏着这个纯洁的要求。
And He also has within it purity.
爱也存着永恒的本质。
It contains the essence of eternity.
所以当我们提到爱的时候，
So when we mention the word love,
一定会无意识地把这三样东西连在一起。
Indirectly, you will link all three items.
爱一定是清洁的心。
Love must have a pure heart.
所发出来的感情。
It is an emotion from a pure heart.
爱一定是专一的心。
Love is exclusive.
所发出来给对象的感情。
Coming from an exclusive emotion.
爱一定是从永恒的心本质。
Love must be related to eternity.
所发出来的感情。
It is emotion from there.
在真正的爱里面。
So in true love,
你一定要求圣洁。
You will demand purity.
你一定要求专一。
You will demand exclusiveness.
你一定要求持久性的存在。
And you will demand an eternal existence.
这是心理学只能承认而没有办法证明为什么会这样的原因。
This is something the psychologist would admit but cannot explain.
一个年轻的小伙子，
A young person,
当他第一次堕入爱情的时候，
When they fall in love for the first time,
他会无意识的，没有真正预备的说，我会永远爱你。
Unconsciously, he will tell the other party, I will love you forever.
这就是说他内心的深处把爱跟永恒是连在一起。
This tells us that in his heart, he linked love with eternity.
他有时候会有意识地说的，我是真心爱你的。
So sometimes unconsciously, he said, I truly love you.
他把爱跟圣洁的层次又连在一起。
Here he links love together with truth.
那么他会说，我是只有爱你。
And then he said, I only love you.
所以他无意识地把爱跟专一又连在一起。
Indirectly, he linked love with exclusiveness.
人通此心，心通此理。
And this is the way that is common to all mankind.
所以这也是保罗在哥林多后书四章所提到的事情。
This is what the Apostle Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我把你们许配给基督。
I promise you to one husband to Christ.
如同把一个童女许配给一个丈夫。
That I may present you as a pure virgin to him.
我把你们献给基督。
I have given you to Christ.
如同新郎预备新娘的迎娶。
Like,
新娘预备新郎的迎娶。
Like a bride waiting for the groom to come.
所以你们需要一个纯一 清洁的心。
And so you need to be faithful and pure in heart.
你们是要对神的专一。
You are to be faithful to God.
对神的清洁。
And to be pure towards God.
这两样结合起来。
When these two are combined together.
就是圣洁的感情的一个表达。
This is an expression of a holy emotion.
一个人的爱离开这些本质的时候。
When a person's love has left these things.
妒忌就产生出来
，jealousy occurs。
所以爱为什么有时会变成恨得不得了的事情
？Why is love sometimes transforming to hatred？
因为爱跟恨之间的交界只有一条线，而那条线是没有面积的。
There is a line between love and hatred, and there is no end to this line。
神对以色列说：“我是忌邪的上帝。
”God said to the Israelites, "I am a jealous God."
上帝说：“我爱你们。”
God said, "I love you."
我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
But I will absolutely not give my glory to false idols.
我爱你们。
While I love you.
我要你们也爱我。
I want you to love me.
我是圣洁的上帝。
I am a holy God.
你们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
So you are to be holy in everything that you do.
上个礼拜我们提到一个圣洁的愤恨。
Last week we talked about a hatred that comes from a holy source.
但是很必要。
Not only is it necessary,
圣洁的愤恨
a holy jealousy,
是真正爱的记号
it's a true mark of love,
圣洁的愤恨
a godly jealousy,
是生命专一的一个绝对性的本质
it is an essence that expresses exclusiveness in our life.
当教会里面失去了圣洁的愤恨的时候
when the church loses this godly jealousy,
教会的复兴几乎成为不可能的一件事情
it is almost impossible to revive the church.
当时代里面失去了圣洁的愤恨的时候
if our generation loses this godly jealousy,
时代失去了几乎不可能有正确的方向
the generation would almost be impossible to find the right direction.
当一个民族一个文化失去了圣洁的愤恨的时候
when a people or a civilization loses this godly jealousy,
民族文化就失去了真正的原则跟内容
it would have lost the true content and direction in life.
当上帝的家失去了圣洁愤恨的时候
and when the house of God loses this godly jealousy,
教会就几乎失去了复兴的可能
It would almost be impossible for the church to be revived.
所以圣洁愤恨的感情
These emotions of godly jealousy
是教会复兴的一把钥匙
is one of the keys for revival in church.
主啊，谁晓得你的愤怒呢
Oh Lord, who knows of your wrath?
谁按照你该受的敬畏晓得你愤怒的权势
Who knows the power of your wrath based on what you deserve?
3500年以前摩西所发出的这个挑战
3500 years ago, Moses said this.
他是提出了这个质问。
This question that he has raised.
应当继续不断在我们脑中引起我们的回想。
Should be something that we continue to reflect upon.
继续不断刺激我们的感情，使我们可以好好的回应。
That we are stimulated to respond to him correctly.
这就是对神愤怒的认识。
This comes from a correct knowledge of the wrath of God.
愤怒的诠释是应当保留的敬畏。
And the attitude of awe towards the power of the wrath of God.
所以按照你该受的敬畏，晓得你怒气的诠释呢
？Who knows the power of your wrath based on what you deserve?
那么今天有谁会引导我们来到上帝面前去认识？去降服在他的圣洁的感情的下面。
But today, who will lead us to understand this and to be subservient to His holy emotions?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
The knowledge of the Holy One is wise.
今天有多少的教会对上帝的圣洁的认识是充满的，是足够的？
How many churches today have the correct and sufficient understanding of the holiness of God?
今天有多少的基督徒对上帝可敬畏的程度的认识是正确的，是完全的？
How many Christians today have the correct understanding of the awe and the might of God?
这方面也构成了我们灵性的成熟，构成了我们灵性成长一个很重要的因素。
These are important aspects that constitute our spiritual maturity.
主啊，我敬畏你。
Oh Lord, I am in fear of you.
你是应该敬畏的。
Because I ought to be fearful of you.
说我敬畏你。
Oh Lord, I'm in awe of you.
因为你是会发圣怒的上帝。
You are a God that has holy wrath.
因为你是会发义怒的上帝。
You are a God that has righteous wrath.
新派的神学家偏重于神的爱 甚至否定第一可能是存在的。
Liberal theologians place great emphasis on the love of God to the stage they deny the existence of
God. 他们用了过分简化的逻辑来否定爱跟审判之间的平衡。
They use simplified logic to deny that there's a relationship between love and judgment.
如果上帝的爱这么许可，他们把人丢在地狱里面呢？这是违背爱的事情。
If God is love, why would He put people into hell?
为什么同样的逻辑不能应用在另外一个方面？如果上帝是公义的，为什么许可罪人得救上天堂呢？
But why didn't they ask the question? If God is just, why would He allow sinners to be saved?
所以很简单的结论就是，这些人用他们有误导的或者有扎载性质的错误的理性来强暴上帝。
So it is simple. We understand that they have been unfair to God using their stained reason.
一个堕落的理性正在强暴上帝，顺从我们。
It is as if we are forcing God and demanding that He is subservient to us.
上帝，因为你说你是爱，所以请你用你的爱限制你自己。你不准把人丢到受审判的地方。
Oh God, because you declare yourself to be love, you are to constrain yourself and you are not to put anyone in hell.
如果你把人审判了，把人刑罚了，把人丢到地狱了，就否定你根本是一个爱的上帝。
If you judge anyone and you place them into hell, surely you are not a God of love.
同样的逻辑可以讲出另外一套话。
But the same logic could be applied in another way.
但那一套话就从来没有人去讲。
But no one has ever proposed.
主啊，你是圣洁的上帝。
Oh Lord, you are holy God.
因为你是圣洁的上帝，请你记得，圣洁上帝不准罪人上天堂才是对的。
You are righteous God, so please remember, no sinners in heaven.
圣洁的上帝不准允许人把无罪的、有罪的当作无罪。
The holy God should not consider sinners as saved.
因为你自己说了，你不把光当作暗，你不把暗当作光。
Your own words say that you do not treat light as darkness or vice versa.
你怎么可能讲基督无罪的为罪人成为罪，叫有罪的人因为基督成为义呢？
How can you let the sinner's Christ take on the sin of the sinners and suffer for their sake?
你信派用神的爱这句话来强暴上帝，没有执行审判的资格。
And the liberal theologians force God not to judge because He is love.
这位上帝因为是爱，不可以发脾气。
We say that He is love, so He should not be angry.
因为这个上帝是爱，他不可以刑罚人。
And because He is love, He cannot judge.
这个上帝是爱，没有可能执行审判的工作。
And because He is love, He should not punish anyone.
这绝对不是圣经的教训。
This is absolutely not what Bible teaches.
圣经说，一个智慧人是认识耶和华。
The Bible says a wise man knows God.
认识什么呢？
What do we understand about Him?
认识至圣者。
We are to understand the Holy One.
You know the most Holy One.
The most Holy One.
的至圣的上帝。
The God who is most holy.
是公义的上帝。
A righteous God.
是审判的上帝。
A God who is a judge.
是刑罚罪人的上帝。
A God who punishes the sinners.
是背负罪恶的上帝。
A God that takes care of sin.
是向人有权法义怒的上帝。
A God who has the power to have holy wrath against humanity.
这两样平衡了以后，
When we have harmony between these two,
你的神学才是正统。
Then our theology would have been orthodox.
因为爱的神本身也是公义的神。
The God of love is also a righteous God.
救赎的神本身也是审判的神。
The God of salvation is also the God of judgment.
所以在永恒中间，神本性中间的爱跟神的审判是并行的。
In the eternal existence of God, the attributes of love and judgment is parallel.
两条永恒的平行线不需要交织在一起，没有冲突的可能。
Both these lines are parallel and they do not cross or are contradictory to each other.
当我们感到有冲突的可能，或者感到很难接受的原因只有一个。
When we feel that it's contradictory or difficult to accept, there's only one reason.
就是这两样，如果要我选，我选择他的爱，选择他的恩典，我不愿意接受那对我不利的一方面。
And that is, we will always want to choose love, things that are good to us, not things that are bad to us.
这种不义的选择就产生了神学性的差错。
And this unrighteous selection, therefore, gives us a wrong theological
understanding. 所以我们愿意在这些的讲座中间，把神性的奥秘讲得更清楚。
Through all this theological seminar, we want to explain the mystery of divinity.
神性的奥秘也成为我们感情深化的真正 的可能的原因。
And this mystery of divinity also enables us to understand how God feels.
一个人认识上帝的圣洁的义怒，也就是认识他审判的权柄。
When a person understands the holy wrath of God, he would understand the authority to judge by God. 所以，
当你按照上帝应该受的敬畏、受到的怒气的诠释的时候
，If you understand the power of God's anger based on who He is,
你可以真的伸得出口
，You will become His channel.
你成为有先知功能的宣讲者
，You can be a person who has prophetic functions.
你可以代他发言
，You can speak for Him.
你可以使人的心受警惕。
You will be able to warn others.
你可以把人带到审判的台前。
You can bring others before the throne of judgment.
又向他们宣布上帝的救赎，使他们免受审判。
At the same time, proclaim to them the salvation of God to enable them to avoid punishment.
这样教会就复兴起来了。
And then the church will be revived.
如果说一个人认识上帝的愤恨，这就是为教会可以产生复兴的一把钥匙。
That is why I say the understanding of the wrath of God is the key to revival.
当上帝要传扬他的爱的时候。
When God wants to preach about His love,
千千万万的人愿意做他的代言人。
Millions of people are willing to speak for Him.
但当上帝要启示他的公义的时候
，But when God wants to reveal His righteousness,
当上帝要向教会发脾气的时候
，When God wants to rebuke the church,
许多人就很自动的躲避他，不愿意做他的代言人。
Automatically, many people will run away and refuse to speak for him.
所以呢，我们从许多先知的口中听见的平安，平安，上帝爱你，上帝不丢你，丢掉你，这些安慰的话语。
And we can hear words of comfort from many prophets. Peace be with you, and God loves you.
这样又引起了我们人对神的认识的片面性、差错性。
Because of that, our understanding of God is partial.
我们什么时候才能真正很公正的、很完美的认识神对自我启示所显出来的性质呢？
When do we are able to truly understand all that God has revealed to us?
为这个缘故，我们需要这些不同的讲座。
Because of this, we need all these theological seminars.
使我们对神的认识可以平衡过来。
That our understanding of God may be made balanced.
否则教会是很危险。
Or the church would have been in crisis.
当神要向人发怒的时候。
When God wants to reveal His wrath,
很难找到出口。
It is difficult for Him to find a spokesman.
当神要向人施恩的时候
，But when God wants to be gracious to men,
千千万万的志愿军已经预备好被他使用。
Millions of people would volunteer.
所以在教里面听不见圣洁的言语。
In the church, it is seldom that we will hear words of holiness.
在讲台上听不到审判的真理。
In from the pulpit, it is difficult for us to hear truth relating to judgment.
传道人的口中听不见吩咐我们过圣洁生活的命令。
From the lips of the preacher, we seldom hear commandments of pure living.
除了对至圣的人是不够以外
，other than the fact that we do not understand the most holy one.
我们看见今天许多所谓上帝仆人的人品是有问题的。
We also discover the character of many so-called servants of God to be lacking.
因为他们已经无意识地走了市场经济方法论的路线。
Because indirectly they have gone through the methods of marketing.
他们在圣经里找那一些圣经是讲起来比较容易被人接受的。
They look through the Bible to find passages that are easily accepted.
他们传讲上帝本性的时候，是哪种本性是人比较愿意听的？
When they talk about attributes of God, they want to find things that are easily accepted.
所以正像月亮绕着地球
，like the moon surrounding the earth.
它总是用这一面对着我们。
The moon always faces us with the same face.
这样研究它，怎么看它？只看到这一面，从来你不认识那一面。
Every time you look at the moon, you only look at one side and not the other side.
今天的许多的基督徒所认知的上帝，是从讲台的片面讲解认识起来的。
Many Christians know God from a partial preaching from the pulpit only.
他们对神论的知识是从看得见的这一方面起下结论的。
Their doctrine of God is based on the things that they can see.
他们永远没有办法超越到那一面去。
They cannot surpass to the other side.
没有办法明白那一方面的启示。
They cannot understand revelation from the other angle.
结果我们对神的心意、对神的计划所知无极。
And so we are limited in our understanding of God and His plans.
以至于我们的灵性就停顿在那一个只有片面、 只有差错而不完整的信仰里面。
In the end, our spirituality is stuck at a stage that is not complete.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
谁晓得你怒气呢？
Who knows the power of your anger?
谁按照你该受的敬畏晓得你怒气的权势？
Who knows the fear that is due you?
啊，你这些话继续不断启发我们，光照我们，也更正我们。
May all these words continue to inspire, illuminate, and correct us.
另外一个原因，我要让大家思想你。
Another thing that I want all of you to think about.
教会里面的侍奉者有两个层次。
That there are two aspects of the servants of God.
在教会侍奉的人很多种的。
There are many different type of people who serve in the church.
你的侍琴的人是在教会中侍奉的。
There are some people who play the organ.
你的翻译的是教会侍奉的。
And a person who translates.
你是讲道的是在教会侍奉的。
Or a person that preaches.
你是做执事的是在教会侍奉的。
A deacon serves.
你是做长老的是在教会里面侍奉的。
An elder serves.
你是主日学诗班、唱诗班的团员、指挥。都是在教会里面侍奉。
Sunday school choir, the conductor, all these are servants.
但是这样的侍奉是把我们所有的侍奉都一视同仁是吗？
Does that mean that all ministries are the same?
圣经不是这样的看法。
This is not what the Bible says.
我从圣经看到两个层次。
From the Bible, I see two different areas.
第一种的侍奉者是上帝赐给教会的。
The first type of servants are given to the church by God.
第二种的侍奉者是从百姓、从圣徒中间选出来的。
The second form of servants are elected from the people.
从人选出来的是人本的。
Those who are elected by people are anthropocentric.
甚至赐下来的是神本的。
But those who are given by God is God-centered.
那么在怎样的时候，是谁把神所赐下的工人放在教会里面呢？
Who is the person that will give the servants of God to the church?
这是以弗所书第四章里面所提到的事情。
This is what we see in Ephesians chapter 4.
耶稣基督升天之后，
After the ascension of Christ,
他就赐给教会五大职分。
He gave the church five different offices.
所以这五种侍奉的人，
These five group of people,
是基督给教会的。
Is given to the church by Christ.
是上帝的教会所设立的。
It is established by God in His church.
上帝设立的，是基督给的，这两个怎么配合呢？
How do we combine these two things? Things that are given by Christ, by God.
上帝借着基督曾经救恩以后，然后使教会领受这些有这份的侍奉者。
This is what God has given to the church through Christ's salvation.
这是不是表示这以前就没有这样的侍奉者呢？
Does this mean that this sort of ministry did not exist?
不是的。
No.
这表示了上帝的家是超过时间，是超过时代的。
But it tells us that the house of God surpasses time and space.
但呢，真正的肯定价值是基督死以后才肯定下来。
But the true affirmation of its value comes after the resurrection of Christ.
这一个层次里面的侍奉者是很尊贵的。
People who serve in this area are honorable.
第二个层次，
the second area,
不是基督已经得胜以后上帝赐下来的。
Are not ministries that are given after the victory of Christ.
而是为了教会的日常生活的侍奉中间所需要的，从人间中间选出来的。
But are people that are elected from among the people based on administrative needs.
上帝所设立的层次是什么呢？
The things that God has set.
就是使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
Are the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
这是以弗所第四章第十二节告诉我们。
We see this in chapter 4 of Ephesians verse 12.
那么接下去第二个层次是什么呢？
And then the second area.
就是从圣徒中间选出来做侍奉工作的人。
Are people who serve elected from the people.
这就是很重要的两个，这是跟长老的问题。
These are the deacons and the elders.
今天我们在教会看到有执事，我们看见有长老。
In the church today, we see deacons and elders.
这是很重要的侍奉者。
These are important servants.
甚至很多的教会认为这是最重要、最重要的侍奉者。
And some churches consider these to be most important.
是吗？
Is this true?
他们这个可能性是存在的。
Of course, it is possible.
但是请你不要忘记。上帝有赐给教会的五大恩赐是和这些人选出来不一样的。
But remember that these five offices are different from these.
就是使徒。
the apostles，
就是先知
the prophets，
就是传福音的
the evangelists，
就是牧羊的
the pastors，
就是做教师的
and the teachers。
那么牧师、教师跟传福音的三种是历世历代学习不断，永远都会吃下来。
The evangelists, the pastors and the teachers are things that will always be given to us to all generations。 但
使徒与先知不是每个时代有，到结束了以后永远不再吃下来。
The apostles and the prophets, however, are limited in time frame。
现在你们，我请问你们相信现在还有使徒吗？
My question to you is, do you believe there are still apostles around？
你们信不信现在还有先知吗？
Do you think that there are prophets around us？
好，我要你们诚实。
I want you to be honest。
因为两次举手都不多，一大堆不举手，就是这些人没有负责任。
If you do not put up your hand, it means you are not trying, you are not responsible。
你相信现在还有使徒先知的
？Those who still believe that there are apostles and prophets，
请举手。
Please raise your hand。
一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十、十一、十二、十三、十四、十五。你相信现在已经没有使徒、没有先知的，请举手。
Those who do not believe, raise your hand。
好，所以多数压倒少数了。
So the majority wins。
那么这些少数的人应该争取这个人权。
The minority should seek their human rights。
我们要问的不是多数少数。
Of course, we are not talking about numbers。
我们要问的是为什么现在没有使徒、没有先知
？Our question is why are there no longer apostles and prophets？
如果使徒与先知是成为教会的根基。根据以弗所第二章第二十节
Ephesians 2:20 tell us the apostles and the prophets are the foundation of the church。
那么每一个时代有新的使徒赐下来，每个时代有新的先知赐下来。
So every generation, if there are new apostles, new prophets，
岂不等于说每一个时代可以重新另根基，是从前的教会没有的吗？
Does that not mean that we have to set a new foundation all the time？
所以如果你抓住以弗所书二章二十节，
If you grab hold onto Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20，
你比较容易做一个结论，那这样不需要再立新的根基，因为在使徒时代，在旧约的先知的时代，神所赐下的话语已经足够成为每时每代的真理信仰的基础。
It will be easy for you to understand that there is no need for new apostles or prophets because the foundation is already in the Word of God。
所以从改教开始，
From the Reformation onwards，
无论马丁路德教文赐予你都不相信还有使徒先知赐下来，
Whether it's Martin Luther, Calvin or Zwingli, they do not believe that there are new apostles or
prophets。 但是与他们同时代的那些极端的改教主义者，
But reformers that were extreme back then，
他们认为每个时代都有使徒，都有先知。
They believe that every generation there must be apostles and prophets。
这种分别就慢慢传到二十世纪来。
And these differences are all the way transmitted to today。
那么在中国教里面还有一些人承认每个时代都有新的使徒。
In the Chinese church, there are still people who propose that every generation there are apostles and prophets。
最重要的代表就是尼托森先生。
The most important one is Watchman Nee。
对，尼托森先生在他的工作在世那本书里面
，Watchman Nee in his book The Rethinking of Work，
他说每一个时代都有使徒。
He says every generation there are apostles。
每个时代都有先知
and prophets。
那如果你问他说，你所说的使徒跟先知到底是代表谁呢
？If you were to ask him who are these people，
也就是那些到处传讲信息、到处建立教会的人，他们就是使徒，他们就是先知。
He said those people who go around preaching the gospel and planting churches， these are the apostles。
但是圣经没有给我们这样的教训。
But this is not what the Bible teach。
所以我们不能随便吸收一个有名气的传道人所讲的每一句话。
Just because he was a famous preacher, it doesn't mean we have to accept everything。
我们可以为这些传道人被上帝使用的深度而为他感谢上帝。
We can give thanks to God for the fact that God has used them mightily。
但是我们不要忘记，教会不是承继这些现代的传道人给我们的信仰，乃是承继从使徒传下来的全备的福音跟上帝的教训。
But let us remember that the good, full gospel did not come from famous preachers but from the early apostles and prophets。
所以我代表改教运动的精神。
And so I represent the spirit of the Reformation。
正统的看法告诉你们。
To tell you this orthodox understanding。
先进或者将来的教会永远没有再有使徒，没有再有先知。
The church today or the church to come would no longer have any apostles or prophets。
使徒这一个字的意思就是谋财权责。
The word apostle means the messenger that has been sent.
先知这个字的意思就是上帝的代言人。
A prophet means the spokesman of God.
那么这样上帝的代言人是不是越多越多越好，是随便叫一些人都代替上帝讲话呢？
Shouldn't we have many spokesmen of God?
不是的。
No.
那上帝的代言人有没有结束的一天呢？
Is there an end to an official spokesman of God?
有。
Yes.
所以当先有圣经完全启示以后，
After the revelation has been completed in the New Testament,
先知的这份就不必要。
Prophetic functions no longer exist.
当基督献祭的事情已经完美之后，
After sacrifice of Christ is done,
祭司的侍奉也没有什么必要。
The sacrifice of the priest is done, the function no longer exists.
在先知跟使徒以后就没有了。
And so there is no longer offices of apostles and prophets.
先知所要讲的就是将要来的耶稣基督。
What the prophets prophesy is the Christ that is to come.
使徒所要传的就是耶稣所差遣他们传福音的信息。
And the apostles are to preach the message that has been sent by Christ.
所以呢，先知就代表了旧约教训的总纲。
The prophets represented the summary of the teaching in the Old Testament.
使徒就代表了新约的上帝的教训的总纲。
And the apostles represented the summary of the teachings of the New Testament.
旧约的律法跟先知的预言，新约的福音。
The Old Testament's law prophesied the gospel in the New Testament.
新约的使徒所传的福音是成全了旧约所隐藏的福音。
And the New Testament apostles preaches a gospel that was hidden in the Old Testament.
所以使徒跟先知就成为教会的根基。
Therefore, the apostles and the prophets are the foundations of the church.
根基已经完全了。
It has been completed.
根基已经完备了。
It is complete and
perfect. 这个根基已经完美了。
It is done
completely. 不需再立另外的先知。
There is no need for another foundation.
为这个缘故，
Because of this,
这两个职分就没有了。
These two offices have disappeared.
刚才十五个人举手的人，
Those who raised their hand earlier,
我盼望今天你整理你的思想。
You need to reconsider your thoughts.
因为许多人受了尼托神的影响。
Many people have been influenced by Watchman Nee.
他们在尼托神工作的在斯那本书里面，
And in the book Rethinking of Work,
他们被输灌一种思想。
The teaching was,
反正到处布道，到处传讲信息的都是使徒，因为神差派他。
That those who go around planting church are apostles because they've been sent by God.
到处传道的都是先知。
And all preachers are prophets.
到处建立教会的都是使徒。
And those who plant churches are apostles.
其实这是不够完美的一种解释。
This explanation in itself is insufficient.
虽然我们从改教家身上看得他们很清楚的眼光。
From the reformers we see clearly.
使徒与先知已经没有了。
That the officers have disappeared.
但每一个时代有传福音的。
But there are evangelists.
每一个时代有牧师。
There are pastors.
每个时代有教师。
And every generation there
are teachers. 这三样还是神所赐给教会的。
These three are still given to the church by God.
这就是上帝赐下的。
Given directly by God.
那么长老是上帝赐给教会的吗？
What about the elders?
不是。
No.
这事是上帝赐给教会吗？
About, what about the deacons?
不是。
They're not given by God.
我们最多只能说上帝立你们做长老，做监督。
We can say that God has set you apart as overseer.
所以上帝立的长老跟人选的这事又变成不同的层次。
And the elders that have been set by God and deacons that are elected by men are two different things again.
所以讲上帝没有赐下长老给教会。
The Bible does not say God gives us elders.
这个人的中间侍奉的这四门，那些真能固守真道奥秘的人，后来神就立他们做全群的监督。
God set them as bishops and overseers of the flock when they are able to defend the faith.
所以请你注意听下面的话。
So take note of what I'm about to say.
教会里面有一些的人是侍奉主，是神赐给教会的。
In the church, there are people who serve God because God gave them to the church.
教会里面有一些人侍奉主是人的需要从人中间选出来。
And there are a second group that has been elected from the people because of
our needs. 他们被选的中间有些人就神立他做管治教会的。
And among them, God set some apart to oversee the church.
所以无论多高的长老，
It doesn't matter how high a status an elder has.
跟神赐给教会的三大职分的这些的工作是不一样的。
His job is not related to these three aspects that God has given to the church.
那么今天我们看到一个很奇怪的现象。
But there's a very strange phenomenon today.
长老这事都变成牧师的老板。
That the pastor and deacon have become the hirer and employer of the pastor.
牧师传道都变成长老这是请来的活计。
And the preachers have all become employees.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为是 长老这事把钱交给他们，所以付薪水的是老板，拿薪水的受薪阶级。
Because the elders are the ones that raise the funds, so they become the employers.
结果一直传下去，变成一个很大的副作用出来。
The biggest problem in this system
就是这些所谓的伙计不敢对老板讲硬话。
That is that all these so-called employees would not dare to rebuke their boss.
当这个副作用产生的极端的时候。
When this negative impact becomes extreme,
神的愤恨就很少出口了。
The wrath of God will seldom be seen.
牧师传道很怕讲什么得罪长老这事的事情。
The pastors and the preachers, they're not quite there to rebuke the people.
许多站讲台的人是穿了西装，看起来做领袖，其中背后的老板比他力量大得不得了。
Those who stand on the pulpit may be dressed like a preacher, but behind him there is a kingmaker.
而且为了教会的需要，他最怕讲到得罪有钱的人。
And many a times they are afraid to offend the rich because the church is in need of funds.
所以我们向那些不能影响我的生活、世界的罪人大大开战，对教会影响我的生活、对我薪水有起落作用的长老，就是不敢开战，只能冷战。
So we dare to rebuke sinners that are outside of the church because they are not related to us, but we dare not touch our own leaders.
所以当神的愤恨没有出口的时候，
When the wrath of God can find no channel,
教会就不能复兴，
the church would not be revived.
我告诉你，你们今天所听的，在什么书里面都没有，就是 original.
These are original thoughts not found in any books.
当你慢慢看出教会的毛病是怎样形成的时候，
When you are able to observe carefully the problems of the church,
你从这里找到一个线索了。
You will find a clue in there.
今天有什么人像保罗一样把神的愤恨发出来呢？
Can we find a person today who rebuild the and express the wrath of God like Paul?
我们不敢愤，不敢恨。
We dare not express this God.
我们没有对神的感情的表同情。
We are not in one with the emotions
of God. 我们没有被成为神表情的出口。
We have not become the channel of the emotions of
God. 我们没有成为上帝感情的一个代表性。
We are not representative of how God feels.
所以教会的复兴就不可能。
And so it's not possible to revive.
这跟圣经里面那些被神所赐给教会的侍奉者，他们的榜样是完全不一样。
This is different from those people who have been set up for administrative service.
我非常尊重，非常宝贵。圣经中的每一次神的愤恨有出口的时候，他们所勇敢讲的话，勇敢做的事情。
I treasure especially those incidents where the servants of God will speak boldly for the wrath of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这种人是人不喜欢的。
These are people who are not welcome.
这种人是教会的教宝或者会宝。
But these are treasures indeed of the church.
你说国家有国宝，教会有教宝。
The country have national treasure, the church have church treasure.
民族有珠宝，教会有会宝。
And the race have a treasure and hero, the church also.
这些教会里面的宝贝常常被人痛恨嫉妒的人。
But many people hate all these church treasures.
所以耶稣基督讲一句话。
Jesus Christ says,
在人看为尊贵的，在神眼中是可憎恶的。
God despises things that we treasure.
如果把这个转过来，人看为可恨的人，可能是神眼中看为很宝贵的。
If we turn this around, things that we really hate, perhaps God treasures.
这世界中容不下的人，
things that the world cannot tolerate.
他们最后就做了殉道者。
In the end, they can become martyrs.
这世界所拜听的道，
words that the world refuses to listen.
就变成被世界所淘汰的历史人物。
Will always become rejected by the world.
所以圣经说这些人是世界不配有的人。
The Bible says that the world is not worthy of them.
因为他们所思、所信、所讲、所传的。
The things that they believe in, the things that they preach.
是唯一要讨天上的喜乐，不是要讨人的喜悦。
It's only for one purpose, to be pleasing to God in heaven, not man.
他们看见上帝的愤恨的时候，
When they see the godly jealousy of God,
他们就敢讲人所不敢讲的话。
With boldness, they will proclaim the wrath of God.
这些的本性就使他们有了成为上帝真正仆人的记号。
These become the true mark of the servants of God.
所以保罗说，我为你，为你们所发的愤恨。
The Apostle Paul says, "The godly jealousy I have for you."
上帝那种愤恨
is like the godly jealousy of God.
或者用英文的翻译， 我对你的愤恨是神性的愤恨。
Or in the Indonesian translation, is the godly jealousy of divinity.
神的圣洁的愤恨。
The divine wrath of God.
神的圣洁的妒忌。
The divine jealousy of God.
现在正在燃烧我的心。
Now it is burning my heart.
所以我为神大抱不平。
And so I speak out for God.
我对你们深深的责备。
And rebuke you sternly.
你们不要像夏娃一样。存着一个不清洁的心，受魔鬼所诱惑。
That you should not be deceived by the serpent like Eve did.
盼望你们对神专一。
I want you to be exclusive to God.
盼望你对神纯洁。
I want you to be pure towards God.
我现在突然间想起基牧师在几十年写信的时候，常常最后用的几个字。
I suddenly recall the Reverend Andrew Ji when he writes his letter, he will end with a few.
他不是说祝你平安。
He does not end by saying peace be with you.
上帝赐福给你。
Or that may God bless you.
他的祝是祝什么呢？
When he ends his letter,
祝你真心爱。
He said, I wish that you truly love your Lord.
祝你更多爱。
I truly wish that you love him more.
祝你深深爱。
I wish that you love him deeply.
祝你火热爱。
I wish that you love him fervently.
就是我注意几十年的。
I have noted this for many years.
但我几乎没有再讲到提过这个事情。
I have never mentioned about this.
今天突然间圣灵引导我想起神的仆人的这种祝福的话语。
But suddenly the Holy Spirit guides me to remember the servants of God writing in this manner.
有一次我看到一封信两句同时出现。
Once in his letter I saw two sentences appearing.
愿你更深爱主，愿你火热爱主。
May you love the Lord deeper and more fervently.
我想他要表达的意思就是这个意思。
I think this is what he was trying to express.
你从这个观念在看圣经的时候，
If you read the Bible from this angle,
你就发现原来这种圣洁的感情，圣经里面屡见不鲜。
You will see this example to be consistent in the Bible.
当摩西把上帝亲手写的法版的摔碎的时候，
When Moses broke the tablet that was written by the finger of God,
他有这样的感觉。
He was expressing such emotions.
上帝生气吗？
Was God angry?
你摩西，摩西乱来。
Moses, you have done wrong thing.
你知道这那两个板里面是我亲手写的，是你把它摔掉。
Do you not know that I wrote this tablet myself?
我要对付你了。
I will punish you.
上帝绝对不责备他。
But God did not rebuke
him. 因为那天的生气跟上帝的生气是同心的生气。
Because the wrath was the same as God.
上帝说，我非常欢喜地上有个替我发脾气的。
And so God was glad that someone was angry the same with him.
盛怒产生出来的感情。
This is the emotion that comes from holy wrath.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你看见以利亚是怎样？
What about Elijah?
Elijah 生气得最厉害的时候。
When Elijah was most angry,
他破纪录在历史上只有一个传道人一天杀死400个人。
On a single day, he slaughtered 400 people.
今天如果今天我叫新加坡所有的假先知来把他杀死。
If today I were to slaughter all the false prophets in Singapore,
我告诉你，不但新加坡的政府不放过我，教会也不放过。
I know that the church will not let me go, let alone the government.
但神的能力在他身上大到一个地步。
But when the power of God came upon him,
杀掉400个先知。
He killed 400 false prophets.
亚哈王对他没有办法。
And King Ahab could not do anything to him.
盛怒发到最极端顶点的时候。
When the holy wrath of God came forth,
神的能力荫蔽在他的身上。
The power of God was upon him.
神的荣耀四周包围住他。
And the glory of God protected him.
所以亚哈王只能自卑，只能认错，只能知道自己的权威，不能在神面前再有任何的彰显。
King Ahab can only feel inferior and know that he cannot fight with God.
因为亚哈跟伊利亚之间曾经有过这个权威的比拼。
There are fights of power between Elijah and King Ahab.
那亚哈拿了这个约这个亚伯王亚伯的地的时候，
When he took over the land of Nabal,
他就很大方的洋洋得意，不放不进到园中享受他掠夺来的地。
He went into the vineyard to enjoy the spoils of his work.
想不到他那园中走到一半的时候，突然发现伊利亚在他面前。
When he was in the vineyard, he saw Elijah.
冤家路窄。
And the enemies met each other.
当他一看见伊利亚的时候，
When he saw Elijah,
他马上发起威风来。
He tried to show off his wealth.
如果你跟你的仇敌见面，你会说平安很久不见了吗？
If you meet your enemy, surely you will not greet them in peace.
这是没有寒暄的可能。
There will be no chance for small talk.
这是没有交换意见的余地。
Or for small conversation.
这是没有客套的时机。
of courtesy.
所以他说以利亚是以色列全家遭殃的就是你嘛。
He said, Elijah, aren't you the one that created
chaos? 因为你三年半年前说不祷告，所以现在全国的饥荒中间。
Because you prophesied that there will be a drought and we are all suffering.
是以色列遭殃的，是你们。
You are the one that caused chaos to come to Israel.
当王先下手为强。
When the king spoke first,
先把整个灾祸加到你身上的时候。
When he first blamed you for all the disasters.
你怎么回答这样的话呢？
How would you respond?
以利亚毫无畏神。
Elijah was not afraid.
他说是以色列遭殃，不是我。
He said, "I am not the one responsible."
就逃走了吗
？Did he run away?
不是的。
No.
他反过来说，是你和你的家，
turned,
你家里那个老婆有问题。
He turned around and said, "It was you and your wife."
是以色列遭殃，不是我，是你和你的家。
I'm not the one that brought disaster upon Israel, but you.
这种先知在哪里？
Where are these prophets today?
今天有很多所谓先知的，所谓神的仆人的。
There are many so-called servants and prophets of God today.
遭到社会一点点的哀叹，一点点对我们不满的时候，马上奴才相摆显出来了。
When they find out that the society is just a little bit unhappy with them, immediately they become subservient.
前几个月我在这个洛杉矶对700个传道人讲一句话。
A few months ago, I was preaching in Los Angeles with 700 over preachers.
我的今天很可惜，很多传道人里面的中央的这个骨头不见了，跑出来变成尾巴。
I say that unfortunately, no longer do preachers have backbone; it has become a wagging tail.
所以我们里面支撑我们站起来的勇气没有，但对人摇尾巴的勇气很多。
And so we have lost this bonus to stand up to other people, but we wag our tails to us.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
以利亚的盛怒。
The holy wrath of Elijah.
以利亚的愤恨。
His godly jealousy.
那个时代整个以色列的复兴的真正的动因。
Is the true reason why Israel had a revival back then.
你可以想象那个时代如果没有他这个人存在。
Can you imagine if Elijah was not around?
你可以想象如果这个所谓上帝的仆人没有这种盛怒存在。
Can you imagine if this divine wrath did not exist?
整个以色列的还像怎样的民族？
What would have become of the people of Israel?
这种怒气到了尼希米的时候又产生出来。
And this holy wrath becomes there, was expressed in the time of Nehemiah.
尼希米把那些娶外邦的人把他叫过来。
Nehemiah gathered people who got pagan wives.
为上帝发怒到一个脾气，把他们的胡须拔下来。
He was so angry that he pulled off their beard.
胡须是可剪可剃，不可拔的。
You can cut your beard, but you shouldn't just yank it out.
不相信你试试看。
You can go try it out.
你就会发生另外一种感情出来。
He will express another emotion.
但是他在神面前盛怒太大。
But this prophet had divine wrath.
这是尼希米的时代以色列人的道德复兴的原因。
This is the reason why there was revival among the Israel in the time of Nehemiah.
当约翰施洗约翰在世界上的时候
，When John the Baptist was alive，
这种的愤恨又从他的身上发出。
The same divine wrath was seen，
所以他在旷野大声呼喊。
So he called out loudly in the wilderness，
你们要悔改
，Repent，
因为天国近了。
For the kingdom is near，
这个没有麦克风的传道人
，A preacher without microphone，
这个没有屋檐下面遮盖烈热。暴晒的受晒的传道人
，A preacher that is not protected by a roof over his head。
这个在没有讲台可以靠着他的时候传道的传道人
，A preacher that did not have a pulpit to lean upon。
应验圣经的话语，我要在旷野开道路，我要在沧海开道路，旷野开江湖。
Fulfill the word of God that says, "I will open a way out in the wilderness, a pathway through the ocean."
千年千万万的人离开他们的家，离开他们的神，离开他们的城市，跑到又孤僻、又寂寞、又暴晒的约旦河旷野的旁边。听他讲。
And thousands of people left their home to come to this wilderness beside the River Jordan to listen to him.
今天的传道人不是如此。
This is not the case for preachers.
如果没有人请你去，你是不能讲道的。
If you are not invited, you will probably not get to speak.
没有人把讲台让出来，你是不能上台。
If people do not let you use the pulpit, you cannot preach.
大概从20多年前，我决定一件事情。
20 odd years ago, I decided one thing.
我不接受人邀请上他的讲台。
That I will not accept invitation to preach.
我们可以自己租礼堂，自己付钱，自己讲，谁要来，让神自己决定。
We will rent a place ourselves and we will speak and allow God to bring his people.
上个月我在温哥华讲完道的时候，
Last month after preaching in Vancouver,
台北的廖长老对我说，哎，今天晚上见到你很欢喜，刚才早上我就在这个讲台上讲到。
And the 廖传道 from Taipei said, I was preaching here this morning.
我对他说不一样。
I say, well, it's different.
你讲完道友他们给你信封。
After you finish preaching, they give you an honorarium.
我们讲完道友我们付$2,000。
But after we preach, we pay them $2,000.
为什么？因为不是人情。
We have not been invited.
不是人喜欢我的。
It's not because they like me.
我不管你喜欢不喜欢，我要讲。
I don't care whether you like it or not, I will still preach.
所以使约翰不必看脸色。
John the Baptist did not look at other people's face.
因为他没有地上的雇主。
He did not have an employer on earth.
约翰不走市场经济的原则。
John the Baptist did not follow the rules of marketing.
因为他直接向上帝负责。
He was directly responsible to his God.
他的口中发出了一句话，结果就结束他的生命。
And the things he said ended his own life.
希律王啊，你犯罪了。
He said, King Herod, you have sinned.
因为你抢了你兄弟的妻子，你是得罪上帝。
Because you took the wife of your brother, you have sinned against God.
这个王爷被责备的时候
，When the king was rebuked,
面皮被撕下来了。
He was humiliated.
你是谁？这旷野呼喊的人，你敢撤下我的面皮
？Who are you to rebuke me from the wilderness?
我有仇必报。我要砍下你的头颅。
And so I will take revenge and take your head off.
今天哪一个传道人，因为一句话肯丧命的呢
？How many preachers are willing to die for one sentence?
今天哪一个传道人愿意把自己的生死为正义的缘故献在祭坛上面
？How many preachers are willing to give up their life on the altar because of the truth?
为什么使徒约翰这么做呢？
Why did John the Baptist do this?
因为他里面有圣洁的愤怒。
He had divine wrath.
他里面有上帝的愤恨。
He had the godly jealousy.
我对你们发的愤恨正是上帝那样的愤恨。
My godly jealousy is like that of God.
所以这些的话语就成为他们是上帝真正仆人的记号。
These words become the true mark of a servant of God.
我们接下来就看见耶稣基督在圣殿里面把人赶出去的时候。
When we look at how Jesus Christ chased the merchants off from the temple.
圣经说耶稣基督发怒。
The Bible says he was angry.
耶稣用怒眼盯着他们。
He stared at them angrily.
耶稣基督用绳子把他们赶走。
And with a rope he chased them out.
耶稣说这是上帝的殿，你们怎么把它变成了贼窝的地方呢？
He said, "This is the temple of God, but you have changed it into the house."
你们出去吧
，Go.
一个没有宗教地位的人
，A person without religious status,
宗教最神圣的地方，执行这么大的责任
，came to the most holy religious ground to do this.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我的心为你的殿焦急。
Because I am anxious in my heart.
因为我存着神的愤恨。
I have divine wrath in me.
基督做了这样的工作。
Christ accomplished.
加上他对律法师、法利赛人是宗教领袖毫无人情的责备。
And his very stern rebuke towards religious leaders and the Pharisees.
带着人把约翰砍头，要把上帝的儿子钉在。是不是这样？
In the end, they executed John the Baptist and they will crucify Christ.
这些事会成为他的威胁吗？
Does all these things become his threat?
这些事会变成他的惧怕吗？
Did all these things make him frightened?
绝对没有。
Absolutely not.
因为神的愤怒、神的愤恨，成为他在地上真正做神工作的记号。
Because the divine wrath of God becomes the mark of his ministry on earth.
你把这些的教训都看出来以后。
When you are able to understand all these things,
你知道无论旧约无论新约
you will see that whether it's in the Old or the New Testament,
这种人少得不得了
There are so very few of such people.
因为曾经有这几个人
but because there were these few people,
历史记载了神在人间
history shows us that God was with us indeed.
历史记载了神的要求
and that God has demanded this from us.
历史记载了神的恩典转过来没有再审判人。
And we see how God's grace is given to us that His judgment was taken.
复兴临到全世界。
And revival came upon the earth.
可惜的事情是什么呢
？But the sad thing is,
可惜这样的人太少了。
That there are so few of these people around.
这种人太稀少了。
So very few.
所以呢，教会不能复兴。
So we cannot have revival.
我们的许多拿了很多的薪水，没有对上帝讲什么话语的传道人。
There are many preachers that receive a lot of pay, but they do not speak for God.
我们有了许多在神学里面滚了几年，结果没有学神的人。
There are many people who come out from theological seminary without having known God.
我们有千千万万所谓教会的牧者的人士，但是是在牧者的工作不会教的人。
But there are thousands of pastoral staff who do not know how to teach the word.
我们有神学，没有修神；我们有教会，我们不会教。
We have seminaries, but we do not know about God. We have church, but we do not.
我们活在时代里面，看不见时代的毛病。
We live in this generation, but we are ignorant of its problems.
我们自己认为与神同行，却没有与神同行。
We think that we walk together with God, but we do not share His heart.
我们愿意脱离从世界情欲而来的败坏，却不愿意在上帝的性情中有份。
We are willing to get away from the decadence of the world, but we dare not share in His wrath.
我再说，这样的人太少。
I say again, there are so few of these
people. 为神发义怒的太少。
People who have righteous wrath for God.
按照神的愤恨，愤恨的人太少。
People who get angry based on the anger of God.
当巴兰受贿要咒诅以色列的时候。
When the prophet Balaam was bribed to curse Israel.
他的职分是先知。
His job was a prophet.
他的心灵是贪财。
But he was greedy.
所以一边穿着牧师袍，一边想发财的人就是他。
And he represents people who wear the coat of a pastor but wants to be prosperous.
他看见外邦的君王巴勒带了一大批的黄金满载在车上的时候。
When he sees the pagan king Balak giving him all sorts of gold.
虽然还在献祭，还在侍奉上帝。
Although he was in the midst of a sacrifice in the altar.
醉翁之意不在酒。
But he no longer was focusing on his word.
他看的是黄金。
He only saw the gold.
所以他就答应咒诅以色列人。
So he promised to curse the Israelites.
有谁可以咒诅上帝的选民？
Who would curse the people of
God? 所以他开口咒诅的时候。
When he started cursing,
神掌管他的舌头变成祝福的话。
God changed his tongue into words of blessing.
所以巴勒花了很多钱，得不到果效，大发脾气。
And so the pagan king was furious.
心里想这个先知不好玩。
He thought that this prophet is a very different person.
他可能看我车里面的黄金不够多。
Maybe he thought I didn't bring enough gold.
答应咒诅后来变成是祝福。
That the cursing has become blessings indeed.
第二次带更多的金银给他。
The second time he brought more gold.
上帝再次转他的话题。
Again God controlled the tongue of the prophet.
第三次再给更多的金银。
The third time he brought more gold.
神又在行神迹。
And again God performed a miracle.
这个先知后来妙想天开。
And the prophet had an interesting thought.
他就先一个计谋出来了。
And he tried to devise a plan.
上帝的选民是人没有办法把咒诅加在他们身上。
He think that the people of God cannot be cursed.
那我怎么办呢？
So what would I do?
我就要消灭这个民族。
I want to destroy the people.
他们存在成了我们存在的威胁。
Their existence has become a threat.
请问你还有什么办法吗？
So do you have any problem? Any other plans?
巴勒教导外邦人最邪恶的办法。
And he taught the pagans the most evil way.
你看见吗？
做
属灵领袖的人
，a spiritual leader，
若真敢犯罪的时候，比外邦的君王还更敢犯罪。
When they dare to sin, it's often worse than pagan gods.
我告诉你一个秘密。
So he said, "I let me tell you a secret."
如果能够送漂亮的女人进以色列人那里去
，if you can send beautiful women into the camp of the Israelites，
各个英雄难过美人关。
All the heroes would not be able to pass
by the test. 个个把美女拉上床。
They will all want the beautiful women.
他们都犯奸淫，这对他们的上帝。
They will commit adultery and sin against their God.
连他们的上帝也没有办法放过他的时候，他们就会消灭了。
And surely they will be destroyed by their own God.
你看有这样聪明的人吗？
He is so intelligent.
旧约的巴兰聪明过人。
In the Old Testament, Balaam was very intelligent.
他可以想到一个办法，连上帝都没办法再继续。救赎他的子民。
He has thought of a perfect plan that even God would not be able to save his people.
新约有一个犹大没有钱的时候，想出一个办法把老师卖掉。
In the New Testament, we have Judas who sold the teacher because he needed money.
这些人的创意都显出他们是广智奇才。
These people's creativity shows us that they are quite genius.
所以上帝生气了。
And God became angry.
上帝看以色列的淫乱已经变成实在的行为了。
And God realized that the Israelites were adulterers.
审判就来到他的面前。
And judgment came.
以色列中间总瘟疫而死的人有千千万万的人。
And thousands died because of a plague.
因为神的怒气发作。
The wrath of God was.
那么这个时候谁能救以色列？
Who would be able to save the Israelites?
巴兰看见以色列一灭亡，他就得到很多的金银，他根本不在上帝的旨意。 只在自己的发财。
The prophet Balaam wanted the prosperity, and so he would not care for them.
在这样的时刻中间
，at this moment，
有一个人解决了问题。
One person solved the problem.
这个人是谁
？Who was this？
是腓尼哈。
Is a person by the name of.
这个人怎么样解决问题呢
？How did he do this？
他里面愤恨的心。
He had a divine wrath.
他爱上帝的心。
The heart that loves God.
他为自己的百姓担忧的心。
The heart that is anxious for the people.
使他的怒火不可。
And he could not stop this wrath.
当他看见一个年轻的人把非利士的女人把他带到会幕，把他带到他的帐幕里面去。
When he witnessed a young man bringing in a Philistine woman,
他就拿出很大的弓箭出来。
He took out his bow and arrow.
射死那个人。
And he shot that person.
当非利哈把这个犯淫乱的百姓把他射死的时候
，When he killed this Israelite that was committing adultery,
瘟疫就止住了。
The plague stopped.
为什么呢
？Why was this
case? 上帝心灵的深处说
，Because deep in the hearts of God,
我的出口在这里。
God said, "This is my channel."
与我一同愤恨的人在这里。
The person that is angry together with me,
有与我一同愤恨的人。
A person that share my wrath,
我就停止。我的灾害
，because of his existence, I took back my plague.
我还要叫我的子民可以复兴过来。
And I will give my people their revival.
今天有几个人为新加坡的教会的冷淡的光景哭过没有
？How many of us have wept over the coldness of the church in Singapore?
今天有多少的基督徒为新加坡教会的失败讲过应当讲的话没有
？How many Christians have spoken out for the failures of the church in Singapore?
今天有多少的传道人所发的愤恨，正是上帝那样的愤恨。
How many preachers can express the divine wrath of God?
Martin Luther said, "I never worked better than when I was inspired by the holy anger."
Martin Luther said, 我在上帝的愤恨底下才能做最好的工作。
我做的工作里面最好的时刻，就是当上帝的圣怒刺激我，启发我。
I will work the best when the holy wrath of God inspires me.
愿上帝圣化我们的感情。
May the Lord sanctify our emotions.
圣化我们的愤怒
，and made holy our wrath，
圣化我们的愤恨
，and made holy our godly jealousy，
使我们与神同行
，that we may walk with him，
我们站起来祷告
，let us stand up to pray，
十字架。